Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Blefary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blefary. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks bunts towards the mound. Carlos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Hendricks moves to second. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Hendricks, and Powell drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Buford steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Buford scores. Rettenmund moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Rettenmund scores. Powell scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Ribbent covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Kurt Palfari now playing first. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bellinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McNerney moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Pretty now pitching. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hendricks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Phoebus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phoebus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.